right, good morning, everyone. We will call the Water Supply Committee meeting to order at 11:49. Second item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from March 1st, 2021.
So moved. Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to approve the minutes. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Perfect. On to number three, public comments. I don't believe I see anybody for the, would anybody like to make a public comment? Okay, perfect. On to item number four, discussion of potential ordinances relating to inspection of septic tanks. So I will turn it over to Ms. Hillary. I think.
Yeah.
Or Mr. Pagliarini.
Yeah.
One of you.
Well, good morning. I believe 2 months ago, the request was that staff review at least the standards and provisions for septic tank maintenance. And staff has met, discussed the issue, and I've also discussed and met with Waterworks. There are some municipalities with ordinances related to septic tank maintenance. For example, we looked into Folly Beach has one. It is more a recommendation. So from a legal standpoint, the town has the authority to provide requirements, whether it be maintenance or inspection requirements. That is certainly easy to implement. What is difficult, of course, is the maintenance of that program from a staffing standpoint. So it could be anything from requiring certain maintenance certificates or proof of maintenance every so often. And of course, that would be met failure to do so by our typical fines and the like. I do know that, again, from a staff perspective, that it's the enforcement issue, as so many things that we discuss would be the issue. I've also met with Waterworks, and Waterworks does have some thoughts on the issue that they believe that they could maintain or create a service agreement requirement, which is a little bit different than the town maintaining, is that all septic tank owners would be required to enter into a service agreement with Waterworks. Of course, the details of that would have to be drafted out, but it would essentially put that responsibility onto Waterworks, who I don't know what Hillary believes, but may or may not be more qualified than to handle this type of maintenance requirement. So that's just a general overview. Obviously, if you as committee and then council wish to discuss the implementation of such a program, we would come back to you with details, whether it be town generated or whether you asked us to work with Waterworks to implement such a plan.
Okay, before I get into the service agreement type deal with Waterworks, the city of Folly Beach, so they require, can you give me a little bit more information on what they require? Is it upon a home being sold, or is it actually an inspection every so often?
I am going to rely on Hillary for the details of that, okay, because she has expertise that I do not.
Good morning. I won't claim to be an expert in septic tanks, that's for sure. But in speaking with Folly Beach, it is upon the home being sold.
Okay.
So it is something, at least a checkpoint where there is a transaction. But it is a recommendation that they have a maintenance, and they don't necessarily have a strong enforcement component to that. So as you can imagine, we do have a list of where we believe the septic tanks are around town. I think we were up to 200 of them within the town's jurisdiction. But for us to try and track home sales, and that was one of the questions that we've been trying to figure out how we would monitor that. They're a much smaller community, I think.
So really, the city of Folly Beach is not really enforcing it, or are they?
They're not directly enforcing it as a strong enforcement tool.
We don't know the level of, but But it's not, it is more a recommendation than it is a requirement, and so they don't have that enforcement, they don't have that requirement in place, so.
Okay. Is there any other sort of checkpoint where somebody would be coming for something? I mean, I know we've discussed potentially upon, if they do any renovations on their house or, and they need a building permit, that at that point, if you have a septic tank and you apply for a building permit, you need to show that your, an inspection showing that your septic tank is, you know, working or up to date or what have you.
And I don't have the answer whether or not we do a building permit for septic tanks. Those are normally permitted through DHEC.
Yeah, I guess what I'm saying is, like, even if somebody wanted to add a bedroom onto their house,
yeah.
And they were making a substantial investment into their home's value, but they also have a septic tank as part of that building inspection checklist before they're issued a building permit, you know, we have those homes identified in the system or something like that, and they have to provide an up-to-date inspection report or of some sort. I don't, I'm trying to think of a, of when can we...
You're asking for a triggering mechanism, and what
a triggering mechanism
other than home sales be.
Yeah.
And that could be issuance of a permit, building permit. We would have to specify what types of permits would trigger it, but that is one way of doing it. Home sales is another. The other is just a periodic requirement, inspection requirement. I don't know the standard for that, but whether it's every 3 years, 5 years, or something of the sort, it could be automatically triggered by ordinance as well.
Okay, and I believe Waterworks, what they are requesting, if we go the service agreement route, where they have to come up with a service agreement with Waterworks, is for the town to essentially make an ordinance that states that. Is that your...
Yes, sir.
You gathered as well?
That's correct. Chapter 51 of our code, all of this deals with Waterworks and those issues. We would be enacting new code provisions that would at least provide the requirement for the maintenance service agreement that they have. Now, there's a fair amount that would need to be worked out with that. And including costs, time requirements. When I did meet with Waterworks, they did not have those sorts of details yet in place, so it would require some substantial effort. But if that's the way that this committee would like to go, or at least investigate both ways, I would again meet with Waterworks and ask them to narrow down the focus as to timing, cost, and the like. And really, they would have to describe to you how they plan to enforce it. I don't think Hillary or I could do that, but we'd probably want to invite them to the meeting to discuss that issue.
And one final thing on the home sale portion, when a home gets sold, does the town even really get notified, or there's really no... So there's really no way to...
No way for us to know other than to... check with the RMC every so often and see what happens, which would be a monumental task.
Okay.
So I think that if, you know, it's a public health issue, it's a concern for the cleanliness of our waterways, but I think that if we do implement something in this direction, that it should be as flexible to the homeowner as possible. And I think that entering into something with Waterworks where they are sort of forced into a service agreement does not give them that flexibility of who they want to hire to maintain and service their septic tank. So I think something periodic, so sort of like with short-term rentals, when we added the new ordinance with that, we gave a time period for people to come into compliance. So what we could do is implement a periodic, you know, I don't know what the rule would be, 3 to 5 years a service, and you can, you know, send out letters to all the septic tank owners, and then probably 50% of them will send a copy of their most recent service agreement back, and then we're taking care of that. And you can just do follow up with that and sort of see how far along we get, because we just want to encourage responsible septic tank ownership and maintenance. And is that if we can do that in a way that doesn't place a huge burden on the homeowner other than what they should be doing anyway, I think that's the route that I would prefer.
Mm-hmm.
We've had so many come saying they're willing to go to the expense of paying for sewer. And I guess there's no way of knowing the cost of a maintenance program without knowing the number of people that would participate. So I wonder if there's any way to do any kind of outreach to people that have septic tanks to see if they'd be interested in that maintenance option.
So this has been discussed at water, was it a few months back, when there was discussion of just the Water Commission taking unilateral action, because let's face it, only about 200, a little over 200 are in the town municipal boundaries. The rest are within town limits. The other 800 or so are within town limits, but not actually in the town. And so there was discussion several months back at Waterworks about taking unilateral action and requiring that. And quite frankly, there wasn't a whole lot of commissioners really jumping, water commissioners really jumping at doing that. And one of the issues was, if you have a failing septic tank or whatever, it would actually be good for you to jump into that program, because it's like an insurance kind of thing, and basically your septic tank gets replaced. But if you have just replaced yours and you have a healthy working septic tank, you're paying into the program and you're not going to get much return out of it. So it kind of like rewards the people who, I don't know, there was a lot of complexities to that. I don't know what you just said and where I went with that.
Yeah. I'd be interested in knowing how many people are actually interested in participating, you know? Hmm. And then that lets us know if it's feasible. I mean, if only 10 people, I mean, you can start out with people volunteering, you know, doing it the nice way and seeing, you know, are a lot of people interested in this or, you know?
But I think the problem is the entire system would have to be created and structured and figure, and to do that in a voluntary where only maybe 10 people sign up, that the cost of that would be so high, I think.
Well, that's why, I mean, if we knew how many were interested, then we would know the feasibility of the, you know, the expense. Like, I mean, we don't even have any outreach to even know are people interested voluntarily before we have to do an enforcement.
Yeah. If I may, Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure we're the best agency to take this on. I mean, typically things like this, mostly because the impact we would have isn't significant. Many times these type of requirements either come from the state themselves. There are several states out there where their environmental agency, whoever that is, requires maintenance of septic tanks. And in fact, you can't sell your home unless it's up to snuff or replaced. With the absence of that, perhaps we should be lobbying more on our end to try to get some change at the state level. But in the absence of that, Mount Pleasant Waterworks, their service area can impact this much more greatly, or much in a much greater way than ours can. We only have 200 residents. If we go at it unilaterally, and there are residential and commercial on septic tanks, that'll hurt our annexation abilities, because that requirement would be in place for us. We're happy to support, but I think Mount Pleasant Waterworks could really have an impact, because I think we have 200 that are affected, but they have as many. You recall the number?
It's about 1,100 total.
1,100 service area wide.
Mm-hmm.
We also have we reserve $50,000 a year for council direction from the 1% money they give us to help with this kind of thing, and so we could. I don't think a dollar has been spent. It was to help those convert from septic to sewer where it's available. And we could be an effective partner, especially utilizing that money. I just wonder how effective we can be with just 200 homeowners or commercial people.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And I got excited because I think when a home is being sold, you really should hopefully have the septic tank inspected at that point anyway. So it was very natural, but there's really no way for us to keep up with it. So it's kind of a non-starter. Does anybody have any other thoughts? Or all right, I will keep asking at Water Commission about this issue and kind of where we can go from there. But I agree that it needs to be Now, if we had an ordinance that required for folks to do it and the county wanted to do a matching ordinance, then that would work too. But if it's just us, it doesn't do a whole lot of good.
Is this something where, I think, as Mr. DeMora said, we can reach out to our state reps and see if there's a way for there to be a statewide septic tank maintenance?
Sure. Yeah, I think so.
To protect waterways. I think that'd be an easy sell.
Yeah, I think that would be good. We need to get a lobbyist.
We have lobbyists.
Not anymore.
Oh, never mind.
All right. Well, any final thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. With that, we will be adjourned. Thank you. Thank you, David. Thank you, Hillary.